Now to that news that Aer Lingus is to permanently close its cabin crew base in Shannon and temporarily close its base at Cork Airport for 2 months from September. It's the effects of the pandemic and the company says it needs to cut costs. Our reporter Killian Sherlock has been speaking to Cork-based pilot Simon Carruthers.
Today's decision from Aer Lingus to close the base in Cork and to shut down the cabin crew base in Shannon is largely because of not knowing where they can go from here. Because of lack of guidance from government. I've been flying myself for 20 years. I joined Aer Lingus in 1999 as a cadet pilot. We've set up a life for ourselves here in Cork, and now with the possibility that this is going to cause serious disruption at the best, and possibly having to look beyond not only Cork, but possibly beyond Ireland for a continuation in the employment. It's more than disappointing, to be honest. It's very upsetting. Even yesterday's decision by Cabinet to push the planned talks they were going to have today in Cabinet for the restart of the aviation plan, to decide that wasn't important enough to talk about today was a bit soul-destroying, to be honest.
Pilot Simon Carruthers there, based in Cork. Well, we can talk now to Helen Downes, who is Chief Executive of Shannon Chamber. Helen, good morning. Were you expecting this news yesterday that Aer Lingus is leaving Shannon?
No, not at all. This is very surprising news for Shannon and very disappointing news for the staff and the families and indeed the airport. Particularly against the backdrop that in 2020 Aer Lingus had plans to grow at Shannon Base, adding two new aircraft on its transatlantic routes and new services to Barcelona and Charles de Gaulle. So it's quite a devastating blow to Shannon. And again, back to the families, empathising with the families and with the staff and the airport.
But could it just be a short-term thing, Helen? I'm wondering that if and when things return to normal because of the pandemic, that things may change back in a year or two.
I suppose we need to expect the unexpected. Today's news, or yesterday's news, was clear evidence that the pandemic is severely impacting every airline and every airport. We'd hope that it's short-term. I think what we've got to remember is Lingus has not left Shannon. The perception is that it has exited Shannon because of the decision that it made yesterday. This is not the case. Aer Lingus is very committed to Shannon and it has a history with Shannon. It's very sad to see the decision that had to be made yesterday. But like every airline, they run a commercial business. They have to manage the decisions that they make. And unfortunately, Shannon and Cork have had the consequences of this decision yesterday, which again has been a devastating blow.
Obviously, the pandemic is front and centre in its reasoning, and you know, who could blame them from that point of view? The airline industry has been decimated over the last 14 months, but some others yesterday were blaming specifically government policy around the pandemic for this, describing Irish policy on aviation and flying as the most restrictive in Europe during the pandemic. Would you share that?
I think, firstly, it's not about blame at the moment. This is about coming up with a solution and actions and timelines. It's about engagement. And this needs to come from, you know, the Chambers of Commerce, with the airlines, with the Department of Transport, with the Tourism Ireland agencies. So it will be, the pandemic has put everything into a spin. Every sector has been impacted significantly. Aviation and tourism particularly have been impacted since the beginning in March of last year. And I think it will return. I think the supports now need to be put in place to bring the aviation industry back and the industry back to some sort of normality, whatever that's going to look like in the next few years. We've recently been engaging with the Irish Hotel Federation at the Chamber of Commerce with, thankfully, the support of Galway, Ennis and Limerick, and prepared a business plan, which is coming about as an absolute necessity for a new funding structure to be put in place for the airports to help them recover the routes post-pandemic. And it's really important that this is now actioned and put in place and that we're not lagging behind what other countries are doing to support the industry.
Because I wonder, have you any concerns at this point about the future viability of the airport itself?
No, not at all. I think every airport is struggling. Every airport has its challenges. I think government intervention is critical. And the support that we're talking about is they're badly needed. We're looking at a multi-annual approach, and that needs to be provided for now to give airports certainty, to give airports the confidence to go and engage with airlines. We can't afford to not manage this crisis. We're at the moment, the aviation sector support 143,000 jobs. It's a huge payback to the Exchequer. The jobs supported by the tourism sector, 270,000, 50,000 of those are linked to the Midwest region alone. So the government needs to act very swiftly, and we need to start putting in plans and actions and timelines to support the industry. And we need to start doing it now. It's becoming a very competitive landscape. Every airport is going to be out looking for airlines to do business with. They're going to be grappling for passengers post-pandemic. And we can't afford to miss that window of opportunity to engage with the airports and to action next steps to achieve recover from this crisis.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Helen Downes, Chief Executive of Shannon Chambers.